Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Ya Shababe Nagbe Letina Burado Adabe Menaki Yabalada Mamua Malemina Kabusa Balenaba Adabamena Babuda Tababala Diaba Satabala Dia Wade Mamanda Babaria Lababoa Mariana Yae I see the fire, I see the glory, now I can enter. I see the fire, I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. Do you see the fire? I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. Iya, 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 hey. Iya, 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 hey. I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. I see the fire, I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. I see the fire, I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. I see the fire,
I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter.
I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. I see the fire, I see the glory, so I can enter. Shabalena Buradi Abasade Rababela Natabua Leta Manta Kepo Latena Muriata.
You ain't forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom behold and be God. You ain't forever, your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom behold and be God.
You reign forever.
You reign forever. Your name is ever.
You are the wisdom.
You are the wisdom before and be God.
You reign forever.
You reign forever. Your name is ever.
You are the wisdom.
You are the wisdom before.
Baba, I cry to you tonight. Oh, finish the fast for you that you help me tonight. Jesus, we cry to you tonight. Oh, finish the fast for you that you help me tonight. Baba, we cry.
is the first cry, oh, that you help us tonight.
Holy Spirit, we cry, oh, we cry to you tonight.
Oh, it is the first cry, oh, that you help us tonight.
Baba, we cry, oh, can you raise prayer, amen, tonight.
Oh, Philip, the first cry, oh, that you help us tonight.
Baba, we cry, oh, can you raise it up, save us tonight.
Oh, Philip, the first cry, oh, that you help us tonight. My millionaire, my millionaire, my millionaire. Ibaba meleku, abe mamule mamule ho, mamile ne mamule ho, ibaba meleku, abe mamule mamule ho, mamile ne mamule, mamile ne mamule ho. Baba meleku, abe mamule mamule ho. Oh 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 oh. Obey my worship, rise to you as Jesus. Oh, 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 let me hear you cry. Oh, obey my prayers, rise to you as Jesus. Obey my worship, rise to you as Jesus. Ay 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 ah ah. Ay 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 ah ah.
Ay 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 ah. Oh ay 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 ay. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost, fire burn everywhere. Oh, oh, fire, Holy Ghost, fire burn. Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you will forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you will forevermore. Adonai, Adonai,
Yahweh Elohim. You are the King, and you will forevermore. Adonai,
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim.
You are the King, oh.
You are the King, and you will forevermore.
Adonai,
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim.
You are my King, oh.
You are the King, and you will.
When you are here, 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 when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here. Breathe upon us, O God of Zion. Breathe upon us, O God of Zion. Awake again our candle lampstand. Strengthen our feebleness. Empower us, O God. Clothe us with a new glory. Clothe us with a new garment. Grant unto us strength beyond here. Grant unto us advantage beyond what we can see. Beyond what we can hear. I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. There is a God in heaven. And when we beckon upon, he comes. We have come to sound the shofar of the Lord. And yet again, we have come to activate you. Akwanga should never remain the same. Akwanga should never remain the same. Not because I come. Not because my friends come. Because you are here. And because you are going to be activated, because you are going to be impacted, because you are going to be responsible. Say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Say, I have come that I may bring fire upon the face of the earth, but I will wish the fire is burning. Say, John the Baptist remained in the wilderness until his time of showing forth. For John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light. Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect another? We need radical Christianity. I need radical Christianity. Christians that cannot be normal. Christians that cannot be understood. Christians that cannot be predicted. Bye. See a cloud in this atmosphere. I tell you, this night, even a doubting Thomas will encounter God. There is a cloud. I am seeing possibilities in the spirit. I'm just tempted. I'm just tempted. I'm trying my best to ensure that we can consolidate. Help me build intimacy with you. 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 I see the Holy Spirit introducing himself to men again. Many of you have become strangers in the presence. I see a restoration. You are returning back to that very secret place where you belong. You are returning back to that place where you used to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. No more stranger. No more. Male Savila. Many of you, your tongues have been loose. I see many people, their tongues have been changed. Your tongues are changing. It's a new initiation. Your tongues have been changed. Kayanus. The Lord is introducing to you a new tongues. Coming with a new dimension of the Holy Ghost. A new administration of the presence and the power of God. A new flame that burns. I hear the sound of my lover and beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover and beckoning on me to the secret place. Can you hear the sound of your lover in calling on you into the secret place? Can you hear the sound of your lover in beckoning on you to the secret place? My lover, I hear thee. My lover. I hear thee. Are you hearing the sound of your lover in beckoning on you to the secret place? I hear the sound of my lover in calling on me into the secret place. My lover. I hear thee.
I hear thee.
Jesus. Oh my God. A fire bonnet. I'm constrained whether to teach or whether should we go in an impartation. This night nobody will escape the fire. It's a lie. Ha! Oh my Babu Pai. Tani Kia. E Pati Fara. I see like a rainbow. Just drawn around like this. It's like a rainbow. It's a definition of ordination of man. Ha! I see sharpened sword swing. Sharpened sword. You have been swing. And the Lord said, judgment this night. Judgment upon the wickedness and upon the spirit of the born woman. Flame bonnet, a fire bonnet. Hallelujah. Something is being cooked in the atmosphere. Jesus stood on the last day of the feast. And he asks, is anyone still thirsty? There are certain things that come only on the last day. Have you eaten before and you are full? And when they bring different variety of things, you just feel there is no space for it. And suddenly they bring another thing and you're like, hey, I know I'm full, but I can eat this one. He says, anyone thirsty? That question is not a question you say to a man that is already full. All of them have eaten.
But he was trying to say, if you have enough capacity to eat more, are you still thirsty? Are you still hungry? Encounter is not enough. You need hunger. Hunger is not enough. You need to be thirsty. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so does my soul thirst and long after thee. There is a hunger. There is a thirst you must have. God is attracted to hunger. He's attracted to thirst. He's attracted to desperation. A man sing a song. He said, desperate people do desperate things. How desperate are you? Let the channels of your spirit be open. Let the cord of your spirit be open. We are in a cleft now, and it's high to come down. I want to let you know that there is an activation going on already. An activation. God. It takes a certain level of maturity to come and have this life. I don't know what to do, but give me 30 minutes. A flame will burn here. Many of you will go back home, you can't recover. We are setting the atmosphere for the impartation. We have come to invade Akwanga. You are the invasion. You are the emergence. Until you unlock Akwanga faith. A region is not known because it has a name. A region is known because of the people that are in the region. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, Jesus. Can anything good come out of Akwanga? Yes, you. Hold him, hold him. The kind of fire I'm feeling in my hand, Jesus. Ha. What? I don't know why I'm seeing light upon people, upon their head. He's shooting like shooting star. I speak spirit. I don't speak English. I speak life. I speak life. I speak spirit. I don't speak English. I speak life. I speak life. see what I'm seeing. I see the throne of Yahweh Elohim coming into the hall. I see a pool being set up. A pool is being stirred. Oh my God, the name is Lord. I don't want to release the sword. I don't want to release power. I don't. Oh my God. I see a cloud. I see a cloud. And I see a dumpling. I want to use my pressure now. Fire. Holy Spirit. I cannot contain this fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the count of three. By the count of three, I am seeing five people. I see a strange grace resting upon you now. I cannot contain this fire. By the emblem of the Holy Ghost, I charge, I add my voice to the voice of the immortals. Right now, as I speak, 1, 2, 3. I release this fire from my back to my front in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jehovah El. Right now, let the fire burn upon you. Let it burn upon your legs, upon your hand, upon your legs, upon your hand, upon your head. Right now, Receive it. Where are the intercessors? I see something like a crown resting in the oil of ordination. The ordination of all kings, intercessors, warring men. At the count of three, I release it now. 1, 2, 3. Receive it. Let the fire rest. My eyes are big open. I have seen someone, the gift of interpretation of dreams. The gift of interpretation of dreams is a heavy oil. It's coming even right now. The grace to interpret dreams and to interpret hard sayings. By the count of two. 1, 2. Let it receive. Let it rest. Let it rest. I see a lady at the back. I see the fire of God crashing upon you. Mightily, ushers, hold her. I say strong grace, resting. Receive it now. Hold her. I charge your spirit. God, I'm not preaching again. By the flame, by the power of the oil of you, by the power of heaven, right now, I bring you under an atmosphere, a cloud stronger than you, everyone under this hall. I release power upon you. Let the strong grace rest upon you now. Oh my God. I'm hearing someone. The Lord is saying a burden is coming upon you now. A burden, a heavy burden. I don't know why, but a heavy burden, a heavy burden. Maybe for your family. A heavy burden is going to come like an oil, like an anointing. It's going to rest right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Holy Ghost, locate that person. Locate that person. One, two, locate the person. Bring out. Bring out. Oh my God. Everybody. 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 Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It's a strong anointing. A strong anointing. Oh my God. I see like a sword enter into the hall, and I see two people holding that sword. I see two people holding that sword. It's going to be a sword for judgment. A sword for judgment. At the count of two, I release it. Lay hold of it right now. One, two, receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing angelic beings in the hall, angels in the hall, and the Lord says opening the eyes of many people to begin to see them now by the power of the Holy Ghost. At the count of five people are going to begin to see angels in this hall right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When let your eyes be open, I open your eyes. 1, 2, yes, 3, 4, 5. You are going to feel like a presence, a heavy presence, a heavy presence standing by you, standing by you, standing by you. The anointing is stronger than you. I don't know how many people. Bring them out. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my God, healing me up, really. I pay me up, I am feeling peppers, one with God. I am seeing someone now. I am seeing someone. The gift of interpretation of tongues. The gift of interpretation of tongues. You have spoken so many tongues. It needs to be interpreted. As I'm talking now, the power of God is going to pick you in the congregation. The gift of interpretation of tongues. Then you will begin to hear the interpretation of the tongues around you right now. Right now, I release that fire. I release that fire. Also, locate that person. Locate that person. Locate that person. Locate that person. Take it. Take it. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Yes, at the back there. Take it now.
Holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar.
I've seen someone, you have gone to hospital several times. It seems that though you have not been healed, I see the power of God picking you right now. Because I see like a surgery, like an oppression upon that infirmity. I don't know the condition you have, but I see the power of God touching you and keeping to that infirmity. You have suffered from an infirmity for so long. Right now the power of God is going to locate you. At the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, I release that fire. I release that fire. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. It's a demonic oppression. I see demons. Demons leaving people. Demons leaving people right now. kai 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 kai. There is someone that is not filled with the Holy Ghost in the congregation. I don't know why, but your tongues is being loose now. Your tongues is being loose now. You are going to feel like a heavy body. Something is touching your tongue. And you're going to begin to burst out in tongues. Oshas, locate that person. Locate that person now. Now. It says heavy grace. As if they are pouring cold water upon you. As if they are pouring cold water. It's a prophetic ointment. A prophetic ointment. Akwanga can never remain the same. No. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have an order of a service. But when God decides to come, He breaks the order of service. We are not standing to speak because we are men. We are standing to speak because we are sent. And if God has not sent you, you will do what you want. But when God sends you, you do what He wants. How much more you are going to be strong in this kingdom is not doing what you desire, but doing what God desires. When God wants to bless Israel, a prophet and a king want to curse Israel. And no matter the level of prompting that God gave them, they never acted onto it. There are days that God wants to bless His people. Let it not be that in that day we want to curse the people. We do the things we do not because of showmanship. We do it because there's an alignment in the spirit. And when an order is aligned in the spirit, a man is not relevant. I'm seeing a restoration of the grace, the ointment and the fire. I saw many of you that your encounters have been interpreted at this moment. Many of you are becoming the pen of a ready writer. God is going to begin to use you to write. And you don't know why you are writing, but the things you are going to write, men will read them and they will weep. You will write, but when men read what you write, they will weep. Even you yourself, you will not understand what you are writing. You are becoming a pen of a ready writer. Many of you are going to become interpreters of heart sayings. Heart sayings. I see many of you that have been wounded. You have been broken. You have been downcasted. Men have told it upon you. The Lord says, I should let you understand that He's coming to amend you. I see like an amendment in the spirit. And out of the ashes of your dying, any glory will be revealed. If you can, at least I've released some little body. We told you tonight is going to be the night of fire. This is just an introduction. I will teach a 15-minute sermon. Afterward, we go higher. Many of you, there will be fire inside of you, and pepper will enter your chromosomes. You will not be able to walk. They will have to pack you and take you home this night, because fire will enter inside your bone. Many of you, I see like a surgery in your heart. Ha. Many people be walking in the daytime, they will think it's night because their eyes will be dim. Many will walk like drunken men and women. The night of the Holy Ghost. It's an overshadowing. Our identity is power. There are so many levels of power. I ensure you walk in one. If you can't walk in all, whether it's Zuzia, whether it's Iskus, whether Dunamis, whether Katos, you must understand the advantage and learn to walk in them. Every light has something it can do to you. Until you touch it, you will not know. We are going to connect it to high tension. High tension. 33 kVA. High tension. Hear my 15 minute sermon. Then I will unleash my friends. There will be high tension. High. And many of you that are struggling with your prayer life like a disabled Kegen Apec. Today we will repair it. There will be repairing of it. And many of you that don't know whether you are here or there, we will push you here. That's why we came. Shekinah is a manifestation of the power, the love, and the wisdom of God. You must experience everything. Anytime you gather in the presence of God, it's not there, it's a show. Nobody may lay hands on you. We don't need to. A presence come. You must become a communicator of this reality. You must become. Until you are made an envoy of God, you cannot represent him well. When you speak, can God back your word? You see God working with them, confirming their word with signs and wonders following. No word of an oracle could go down. An auditor can exercise you in the flesh. An oracle will activate your spirit. If you can, sit for 15 minutes. Then we fly. If you are not angry that the fire came upon you, give the Lord a shout. If you are not angry that we prayed, give the Lord a shout. Akwanga, let the Lord know that you are alive. Help me appreciate all the mighty men and women of God. And appreciate yourself. Those under the anointing, but allow them to get stabilized. Let them consolidate. But please, as you are sitting in your seat, be praying in tongues. Because a higher dose is coming. We just gave you 100 milligrams. We are about to release 500 milligrams. There is a clarion call upon Akwanga. I speak this to the interpreters and the teaching priest in Akwanga. There is a clarion call upon Akwanga because the land is ripe. But God needs people that can be able to interpret his conundrum in this land. God needs people that can be able to stand to speak his counsel in this land. Enough of joke. Enough of men that speak the things they don't know. I told you, please, don't just admire people. Be inspired and be challenged. In this kingdom, people that are found get nothing. You must be an ardent follower. Desire us to know what the master is doing. You must be taught the way of the spirit. You must be equipped in the patterns of the spirit. Don't just be an admirer clapping for those that are doing it. Don't be a spectator. Do you realize that you can have a football club or a pitch And in the field, you will find few people playing, and everybody is clapping for them. No! In this kingdom, everybody is a player. Everybody has a part to play. Everybody has a role to play. There are not just only 12 numbers of players. There are so many. And everybody that clapped in the background was never supposed to clap. They were supposed to be at the front line. Nobody was supposed to be admiring. Everybody was supposed to give expression to the reality of the divine. But because men have not come to learn the way of the Spirit, and that is why they cannot give expression to the ordinances of the Spirit. I beg you, never let your hunger and your passion for God die. Never. I see burden resting upon people. Heavy burden. Many are going to return back from this place and they cannot sleep again. They will not know why they will be waking up at night and begin to intercede. It's because a kind of ministry is activated in their life. It's the ministry of prayer and supplication. That ministry of prayer and intercession. How that your heart is burdened. You don't know why you wake up at night and to eat food you can't. To sleep you can't. Something disturbs you. God is trying to help your life. But there is a conundrum. There is a mene tekelu fasi. There is a mystery regarding your life that God wants to demystify. And you can only demystify that mystery by a ministry of prayer. Our life will always remain a sealed book. It will take prayer to unlock it. In the book of Ecclesiastes 12, from 1, the Bible says, remember the Lord thy God in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come. A day is going to come when the cloud will not be there, when the sun will not be there, when the stars will not be there. Not because they don't want to be there, but that day come when the evil day befall a man. So we are giving a counsel to remember the Lord our God before that evil day come, because everybody has an evil day. A day of darkness, a day of gloominess, a day of thick darkness, where it looks as though the path are never cleared. The Bible says it shall come to pass when only they that know the Lord their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. We are living in a terrible time where you don't need to know God because your pastor knows God. Everybody must know God for himself. We are in a time when God needs to write upon the hearts of men so that no one have to teach the other know the Lord. The reason why I'm still teaching you to know the Lord is because God does not begin to write upon the tablet of your heart. Everything I'm saying now, it should be what you have already heard from God. If you have not heard it, it's because you have not come to that point where God can write upon the tablet of your heart. And it's a very dangerous state to be. Everything you have is that what the God of my father said, what the God of my mother said, the God of my spiritual father, the God of my pastor. What about your God? Everyone that does business with God know God as their God. I speak to you about the mystery of your life. How that there is a conundrum. There is a mystery regarding your life that is needed to be interpreted. And until that mystery is interpreted, your life will look like a mystery. But by the time you interpret that mystery, you become the mystery. We are called to demystify mystery. But there's a required sacrifice to demystify mystery. Until Jesus Christ paid the price, he could not be able to break the seal. Because everything about life and destiny, they are sealed. It requires somebody that has paid the price and have grown in rank to be able to break it. An elder weep in heaven because there was a seal. And that seal has a lot of possibility. And that book, nobody can unlock it. And even in heaven, no one can unlock it. Not because they don't want to unlock it, but because no one was worthy. It means that there are men that are worthy to be able to unlock seals. There are possibilities of God. But these possibilities of God are locked. God requires worthy men to unlock them. There are things that God intends to do in Akwanga. And God can never do it until certain worthy men rise to unlock it. The manifestations of the life of man is the unlocking of the mystery that God has sealed before time began. The Bible says creation is waiting. Why? Because creation has been subjected to bondage, not willingly, but by the reason of him who has subjected it. If Adam has subjected creation to bondage, another Adam needs to unlock creation. The Bible said the first Adam was a living soul, but the second Adam became a life-giving spirit. You are an expression of the second Adam. It is your job and it is my job to be able to unlock the seal. The manifestations of the possibilities of God upon Akwanga can only be revealed when another arm rise, another Adam rise, another woman rise. From the Garden of Eden, give Eve a seal of the possibility of women. Everything regarding the destiny of women, Eve sealed it up. By her disobedience, it was sealed. It was not sealed before, but because she disobeyed God, it was sealed. Everything a man was supposed to function on the earth, it was sealed because of the disobedience of Adam. Everything we were supposed to enjoy freely became a seal, and we can never be able to lay access to it, because the Bible said a cherubim is put in the garden to guard the gate of the garden so that nobody enter into the city again. The totality of the definition of the life of a man is hidden in the Eden of God, and in that Eden of God is what defines you and I. But God has refused us access to Eden, and he has sealed it up. Why? Because men have been disobedient. And until another Adam came and paid the sacrifice, it remains sealed. Who is going to pay the sacrifice of Akwanga to unlock Akwanga, that Akwanga can become an envoy and become an apostolic center, a hub where men come to encounter God? Who is going to add Akwanga to the map? Add Akwanga to the map and say that one man rise from Akwanga, and Akwanga cannot be shut down. Because Akwanga itself is in bondage. The Bible says the whole of creation is in bondage. Everything is in bondage, needing to be unsealed. Who will unseal it? The Bible says in heaven nobody was worthy, and elders in heaven begin to weep. Elders are men of rank and stature, but in heaven they saw a situation upon which it is not possible for men to be able to unseal it. Let me tell you the reason why those elders cannot seal it. It's not because they have not been faithful with God, but the dispensation that warrants the possibility that God apportioned to men was a dispensation that the elders were not capturing. What Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, Adam lost it. And before Adam lost those possibilities in the Garden of Eden, those elders have been existing in heaven. Those elders did not live in the dispensation of Adam. And because they did not live in the dispensation of Adam, the things that Adam was supposed to express on the earth, it was lost. It required another Adam to come and unlock those things. So those elders cannot return back to heaven, return back to earth to pay the price. And that is why they lack the stature to be able to unseal those things. It's not because they are not men of stature. It's because the dispensation upon the possibility that God expressed was not given to them to be able to even be tested. They were never given the opportunity to come to the earth to try to pay the price to unlock those things. Why? Because their dispensation was already made perfect, and that is why they are already sitting in a throne. But when Adam was tested, he lost those possibilities. Another Adam had to come and reclaim it. And when that Adam reclaimed it, so when those elders stood together in the council in heaven, when they begin to weep and they begin to cry, their cry is that in the whole of the earth, according to the dispensation that was from the beginning of creation of the earth, no man has been faithful and obedient to God that can have a ranking in the heaven to be able to obey the biddings of God. And they were weeping because the whole generation is wasted. And one that came through the agency of a woman on the earth was able to pay the price, and he stood and he was able to unlock the seal. What I'm trying to let you understand, there are things about Akwanga, there are things about your life that until you rise up to unlock them, the family will remain the way it is forever. It's not because people have not been paying price. Many people have been paying price, but you remain the way you are and your nation will perish. And evil they come, my friend. But if a man is going to be preserved from the evil day, the man must learn the ministry of prayer. It takes prayer to unlock a man. It takes prayer to bring the reality of God. When you study from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus Christ teaches only two things. It is the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
But when he was done teaching the kingdom, he began to teach them prayer. Because he knew no matter what they know about the kingdom, they will deny it. It's just a matter of time. Everything you know about God, you will deny it. The difference between a theologian and an interpreter of mystery is prayer. And the reason why the theologian is just a theologian and cannot be able to become a teaching priest is because the possibility of bearing the realities of God is not given to him. It takes a process of prayer to fine-tune yourself to come to a point where seeds are unlocked. Then reality is given. We speak about the realm of reality that defines the life and the destiny of people. But how can you speak about that reality if all what you know is in the mind? What you know in the mind is supposed to journey to your spirit. When it becomes into your spirit, it becomes a reality. There is a life upon which you give expression to. He said the word became flesh in the book of John chapter 1. And he dwelt among us. How did the word became flesh? Everybody have the word of God, but is the word of God flesh in their life? No. The process to bring the word of God to become flesh, it will require a grinding. It will require a mechanism of digestion. How you digest the word to become flesh? When you want to make kose, when you want to make kose, you take a beans, right? You have to take it to be able to digest it. Is it what? To grind it. There is a process that you must pass it through to be able to produce it. Prayer is one of that process required to pass a believer so that the perfect end product can come out. Any believer that not pass through that corridor of prayer, he may be a believer, but yet again he will become so weak. And the Bible says if you fail in the days of battle, it's not because the battle is fierce, it's because your strength is small. Accurate men are coming. Accurate men are coming. Let it not be told that when we are done today, I will return back to Lafayette tomorrow. Let it not be told that the voice in Akwanga have shut down. No. Never. Let there be a strong voice of intercession rising. Don't just pray because of this program, because program don't change men. Only an encounter change men. From this program, let there be an encounter. Experience the power of God. Experience the presence of God. But let it draw you back to the secret place where you remain. Find a company of people who assemble yourself together so that you can be able to give expression to the reality. Jesus Christ gathered 12 men. They became a company and he began to build and equip them. Many of you do not understand the strategy of the devil. The devil is trying to separate you from a company so that he can destroy you. Just because your set man speak against you, you get angry. Who are you that he should not speak against you? Who are you? You are under a grace and under a commission. They rebuke you and you get angry. You say you will not come again. Your not coming to the ministry does not add up to the person. It's a disadvantage both to yourself, because if I calculate, you don't even give anything there. The most important person in the ministry, in a meeting, is not the guest speaker. It's not even you. The most important person in the meeting is not even the president. The most important person in the meeting is God himself. And if God does not come, all of us gather as a waste of time. It's a labor of a fool, and it will weary all of us. So if you get angry in the house of God and you say nobody, you will not come again. It does not add up to us. It doesn't remove to us. It removes to you. All of us will watch, and in the next 5 years, we will see who will fail. Who will come crying and begging in old age, pray for me, pray for me. Go to mountains and see. Men and women in their 60s, in their 70s, they are still praying, Father, my house rent, Father, my school fees, Father, my this, Father, my children this, when they are supposed to become elders that should stand so that people can come and meet them and say, can you lay hands upon me? There is a labor when you labor, when you reach a certain age, you don't need to do anything again. Children will come and gather together around you. The Bible says, as arrows in the quiver of the mighty, so are children in the bosom of your mighty man. And joyful and glad is a man that has many of those arrows in his quiver. When the Lord begins to train you like this, the Lord is trying to find you in a place where he can build you and equip you so that you can have so many quivers and arrows in those quivers so that in your old age, men can gather around you. You will become wasted. You will become useless. Check from Genesis to Revelation. Not everybody's name is mentioned. The few people that their name are mentioned are men that make impact. When you read the book of, was it you or you apostle that read the book of Colossians 4? When Paul began to recount in Colossians 4, he was mentioned the name of people. He mentioned Aristarchus, He mentioned Onesimus. He mentioned Luke. He mentioned Epaphras. He said, one upon which is travailing and praying daily for you. Not everybody's name will be mentioned. Don't think your name will be mentioned. Just because we gather in this hall in our number does not mean you will be counted just because you came for a Shekinah Apostolic Invasion. No! Just because you come for a Rechabite every Thursday or Friday doesn't mean your name will be mentioned. You must be able to understand why you are there and remain there as part of the formidable situation, part of a orchestration by the Holy Ghost. Because every house functions by the grace that each joint supply. But when the joint is not supplying anything, the joint becomes weak, and that joint becomes the reason why the house fails. So most time better for them to go away so that the house can advance them all. I told you, Judas had the best father in the Lord. Judas had the best company. Judas had the best friends. Yet again he failed. Why? There was a problem with Judas. There was not a problem with Jesus or the curriculum of his teaching. Sometimes, my friends, you are doing your best. There are some people that are so hard.
Bale Masula Bariata Baskatan. Can't be wasted like this. You can't. Not when you have men around you. No. Other people may complain, but not you. Don't complain. You have men enough. You say you have Moses and Elijah. The Bible speaking in the book of Jude 1:20. Say, but yet, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer is what unlocks your realm of reality, my friends. Knowledge is sealed. Prayer is what unlocks it. We are required to pray so that you don't enter into temptation. Prayer will help increase your faith. Prayer will help you get answers and resolve. Prayer is one of the things you can send ahead to your generation. There is a spirit of revival. But this spirit of revival is heralded first by prayer. When the Lord wants to revive a region, the first thing that goes ahead of the region is prayer. After prayer has gone ahead of the region, we see the spirit of holiness. After the spirit of holiness, we begin to see consecration. We begin to see separation. As we leave this meeting, many of you are going to go back and you begin to, the spirit of holiness is going to begin to emanate out of you. You don't know why you begin to live a holy life. Not because you want to. You can look upon darkness and run away. Before you look upon darkness, you jump into it. Now you look and you run away. Why? It's the spirit of a revival. Because the spirit of revival heralds holiness. In the days of the Jesus revival, a man can keep his phone here and he will come back and find you tomorrow. Because everybody is living thinking that heaven is coming tomorrow. In the days of the Jesus revival, nobody even want to even go and get a car because they believe that if you get a car today, you will die tomorrow. In those days, everybody is afraid of marriage because they say tomorrow is too late. But we came to a point where we leave, and now we became so loose. That was the reason why many of them experienced revival at that time, because they live with heaven in view. When a man gives his life to Christ, he doesn't even have time to build a house. Why? Because he doesn't know whether he survives tomorrow. Because many of them were persecuted. That spirit must return back again. The spirit of revival is the spirit of holiness. It's the spirit of prayer. Every move of God is preceded by prayer, heralded by prayer, sustained by prayer, and maintained by prayer. The reason why revival die is because men stop praying. If you pray to come to this point in God, you must pray to go higher. Whatsoever you get by prayer, it will require prayer to keep it. If you get that husband by prayer, it will require prayer to keep it. If you get that job by prayer, it will require prayer to keep the job. The day you stop praying, that thing will go away. That means prayer becomes the infrastructure that sustains men in a level. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. There is one of the easiest ways to request to God is to ensure that by prayer, you can make it. And if we want revival in our praise, we must be consecrated. He said, gather ye my people who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. We must be a consecrated and a separated people, set apart wholly unto God. Many of us are looking like the world. There is no difference between you and the people in the world. Rihanna upload video on TikTok as she twerk and yash. Have you what they call it? Ask you two the same thing. You finish from revival here and you go back home, you upload video on TikTok and you twerk too. What's the difference between you and her? And the song or the background, you know, you cannot put Theophilus Sunday, Minister Theophilus Sunday song and twerk. You can't, because prayer will follow it. You can't put Bow of Fire or put our brother Evangelist Lawrence Oyo song and you will twerk. You can't. So you will look for the one that suit the statistics of what you are trying to define. You will look for Naramali or you will look for J-Boy and you put it. I don't know why a spirit come to help you twerk them all. New skills is given unto you. It was because a spirit had it. So anytime God wants to do a revival, a spirit of prayer proceeded. So it doesn't matter whether you are a psalmist, you only sing song. You don't know why the Lord will want you to hide in the cave. It's because prayer go ahead of everything. In the days of revival, even businessmen pray, because they understand that their business is survived by prayer. When you read the story of Zanzadov, those guys that convert the scriptures, most of them were millionaires and billionaires. They came to a point where they became so rich and they gathered all their wealth and used it to advance the gospel. When you read about the Moravian guys, they were not poor people. They gathered together and gathered their wealth and sold it and give it to missions, and they sold themselves as slaves and come to our regions. I speak about the few men that can herald revival. Then we pray. There are three sets of people that herald revival in the region. Anytime God wants to advance his cross upon the face of the earth, he sent three kinds of functionaries. The first functionaries that have been introduced are intercessors and watchers. Because anytime the Lord intends to revive a region, the first kind of people he sent ahead are intercessors and watchers. And people may not know them. People may not even see them. These men will remain in the cave for many years. When you read in the book of Luke chapter 2, the Bible speaks about a man named Prophet Simon. That this man had been praying for the consolation of Israel for many years. And he wanted to die. God refused him to die. Why? Because Israel must be consoled. And the revival of Israel was the unlocking of the Messiah. Because everybody was looking for the Messiah. And that is why when Jesus Christ met that woman at that well, she said, we are waiting for when Messiah will come, he will tell us. So there are things that can only come when the Messiah come. And intercessors and watchers were the people that proceed. A watcher is a high level intercessor. An intercessor that has grown into stature and maturity. A watcher is more like a general that has been schooled in the way of war. And anything apart from God is a weapon. A watcher has been trained to use anything to war. A watcher has come to a point where he becomes the battle axe of God. Anytime God wants to conquer a region, he sends a watcher ahead of time. In the days when intercessors suffer, they need to beckon upon a watcher.
when Saul was trying to enter Damascus, what he didn't know is that was a watcher in Damascus. His name was Ananias. He may not be known in the council of the Sanhedrins. He may not be known in the council of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but it was recorded in heaven that there was a man named Ananias. And before Paul came, his life has been downloaded in the hands of Ananias. You think you are alone in Akwanga. There are men that understand your life and they have defined it. They have seen it in the spirit. They have seen everybody in Akwanga. They have seen every region. You may not know them. Many of them are high level watchers put in this region. And they stand like a cherubim. They stand like a seraphim. Because these watchers are part of the holy saint in the earth. They partner together with actually the watchers in the heaven. Bible says this matter in the book of Daniel 4 is by the decree of the watchers and by the agreement of the holy ones, to the intent that the men of the earth and the kings of the earth may know that the Most High ruled over the affairs of men, and he giveth his kingdom to whosoever he pleaseth. So there were watchers in Babylon that stood and know that Nebuchadnezzar boasted so long, and they beckon upon the God of heaven and they pass a verdict. And when they pass a verdict, there is nothing that Nebuchadnezzar can do. He doesn't even know why he became like an animal. And he was sent to the bush for 7 years. It was not because he wanted to become. No king would want to become an animal and leave his kingdom. But when the watchers pass a verdict, they may not be part of a congregation, but they have the authority in heaven to pass a thing and to be established. So before God do anything, there are functionaries that he sent. The first functionaries are watchers and intercessors, men that are burdened for the land. You don't know why everybody gets an admission and they leave Akwanga. You remain in Akwanga. Everybody got a scholarship and they leave. You get a scholarship, you want to leave, the Lord say, don't go, remain in Akwanga. And you wonder, what is it about Akwanga? There is nothing. It's because God wants to put you among part of the functionaries. He's trying to put you among the watchers. And it doesn't matter your gender, you can be one among them. Because apart from, if you read the book of Luke chapter 2, apart from Prophet Simon, there was a woman definition, Prophetess Anne. And both of them tried to die, they cannot die. For the first time, when a God was born on the earth, a God was taken to a man to be dedicated. How can you dedicate a man as a God? It was only a watcher that had the rank to dedicate God. Because he has lived before the time of that God. And in that day, when Mary and Joseph, I don't know who told them, they brought Jesus to the hand of this man. And this man looked upon. There are prophets in that temple. There are the Sanhedrin. There are the Pharisees. There are the Sadducees. In fact, there is the high priest. They were not qualified to dedicate Jesus. They know the place of a watcher. They know the place of an intercessor. And they took Jesus to him. And Jesus heard him. He said, oh my God. For my eyes have seen the King. For my eyes have seen the consolation of Israel. Oh God, let thy servant depart now in peace. And he began to proclaim blessings upon him. He began to proclaim blessings upon him. Before God do a revival, he sent watchers and intercessors. My friends, you are not that important. I know you wear a fine cloth. Your cloth is a waste of time. We are looking for a definition about your life that men cannot see in the physical. Are you a watcher? Are you an intercessor? As a watcher, you must have interceded for so long. There is nothing about your life. The Bible said the woman was a widow. She had nothing to gain. When people, their husband died, they look for another person to fall in love. But this woman, she fell in love with prayer. Prayer became her love language. And she held on to the way of the sword. And she was praying every day. Alina Iveri Alaha. Let the consolation of Israel not be captured. And by the intercession of this woman and the prophet Simon, the Bible says Jesus was revealed. There are so many watchers in Akwanga. You may not know them, but they are the ones that are praying that you be unlocked. Many of them, the Lord is showing them visions and dreams about your life. And yet again, you pass every day, you insult them and you despise them. Your life will remain the way it is forever. If Paul, after he was encountered by Jesus, Jesus referred him to a watcher. When you are encountered, God will refer you to a watcher or an intercessor. You must join yourself to one, and they will tell you what you should do. There are men on the earth who have become gods. You can look upon them and despise them because they are Koro, because they are Alago, because they are Egon. None of their tribe matters. You say Melchizedek is a man without father, without mother. He doesn't have a physical genealogy. Daughters of covenant, daughters of incense, the sisters of the constellations of the Pleiades, people that understand the Maseroth,
people that understand the definition of the consolation have been unlocked. You don't know why you wake up at 2 a.m. at night and you wake up by 4 a.m. You don't know why you have an encounter by 2 afternoon. There's a definition of time watch and time gauge that you must be able to keep on to it. You don't know why a spirit come to wake you at a certain time. It was because a pool is there up. It's not because you are too special. It's because there's a promotion in the spirit and there's a place you occupy. And the destiny of people lies upon you. You may look too small and you wonder why. When Mary encountered by that angel, she said, how can this thing be, seeing that I know no man? Sometimes we wonder, how can this thing be, seeing that I did not go to a school of ministry, seeing that my age is just 20 years old, seeing that I'm just 15 years old. Oh God, how can this thing be? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, I will ordain praise. In the days when God wanted to speak to Job, he didn't use the wise men, because the wise men could not understand the conundrum upon the life of Job. God used a man named Elihu. He was a small boy among them. And age could not define wisdom. Many of you here are having more encounters than us. You are seeing more vision than us. Just that you are not bold enough. You cannot be able to speak it. And sometimes because you have not aligned yourself with the camp. There is a definition of intercessors and watchers that God must reveal. And as a watcher, you must have grown as an intercessor to a point where you have become a general. And now you can see from afar off. But apart from the definition of a watcher and an intercessor, the next that God unleashed are the sent ones or the messengers. Every revival, apart from the watchers, people that you cannot see them. A watcher is like a sniper. Anytime you see war is going on, the strength of some of those armies is sniper. When you cannot kill somebody, they will look for a sniper. A sniper will hide somewhere. You may not be able to see him, but you'll be shooting. Every shot you take, you bring somebody down. A sniper is so skilled. He can be able to see from kilometer afar off. It's like an eagle. He can be able to see and pick up someone. Because anybody that is looked upon by a sniper actually must have been able to understand where to hide, a place of advantage, so that he can be killing people. And when you try to kill him, you cannot be able to kill him. In that day, you look for a watcher. A watcher can stand and he can see. In the days when the king we are planning, the Bible said there was a prophet in Israel, and everything they were saying in their palace, a prophet is speaking it. It was a watcher, because a watcher eye is so open. In the day and the night, he's seen. Because in the day when Samuel was gone, Israel was without the light, because Samuel was the light of Israel. When Israel want to know anything, they come and consult Samuel, because Samuel know everything in Israel. Even plus the king that God accepted and the king that God rejected, because God talked to him. So in the day when he's dead, they went and beckoned upon and called for a spirit to come and bring him back. The genesis of divination and necromancy is that men cannot hear God, so they try to manipulate the gateways of the spirit, and they force a realm that is not divine. So apart from the intercessors and the watchers, the next people that can herald a revival are the sent ones and the saviors, or you can call them messengers. These sent ones are those that are hinged upon the apostolic mandate. When you go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible says, when he ascended, yet again he descended, and he began to give gift unto men. And when he gave gift to men, some were apostles, some were prophets, some were teachers. These are messengers that God sent. Many intercessors and watchers, they may never be sent by God. I'm telling you the truth. Most of them may just remain, and they are supposed to pray to ensure that those people that God have sent, they survive. And any of us can borrow the strength of an intercessor. Why? Because if you want to live long, borrow it. Look upon yourself and borrow it. So there are sent ones. There are many people that you see on landscape today. Many of us, you see us traveling here and there. People are praying for us. Some of them are you. There are some of you that may not be able to sleep because you don't know why you are praying for me. You want to sleep and you see me in your vision. Somebody see me in a vision and say, he saw this, he saw that. I said, that's good. It's a prayer point for you. Sometimes you see as if I'm going to die at night. It was not because I'm going to die. God wants to make you to pray for me, because your job is an intercessor. And you don't want to do it, so God will show you something that will make you afraid. And that is why sometimes you have some of those scary dreams. Your mother is going to die. Your father is going to die. Sometimes nothing will happen to them. But God wants to force you to pray, because you have not prayed for so long. You have stayed so long watching movie. You watch today, you watch tomorrow, you watch next tomorrow. And God look upon and say, Kai, it's because of you are bastard. They say, a burden came. There are people that God has sent. Jesus Christ was about to be sent, but there were people that were praying for him. So among the revivers that can be herald, there are those that are the sent ones and the saviors. And these ones are the ones that are going to go out there to win the lost souls, go out there to revive people, go out there to activate people. Because these are part of the functionaries. In an apostolic culture such as this, we work upon a sent mandate. But it's not just supposed to remain like that. You too are supposed to be sent. Because saviors must rise out of Mount Zion. He said, I have set watchmen upon the wall of Jerusalem. They will never hold their peace. In the book of Isaiah. But the Bible says, saviors shall rise out of Mount Zion. You must rise. The last pioneers of the revival, then we pray, are kingdom financiers. I know that part you may not like it. There are people that may not be speaking so much in tongues, but they will herald the gospel through their money. The Bible says, through prosperity will my city be spread abroad. He said, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth. There are people that God has empowered. The Lord God will prosper us, and we, his servants, will rise and build. There are those that are called kingdom financiers. True prosperity with the kingdom of God enlarged, it will expand. There is nothing we do in Christian that doesn't cost money. That is free doesn't mean it's free. Somebody is paying for it. You must understand that. For more than a year, the Lord tell me to sponsor the gospel. I know what it means. And that's why I know that there's a great need for kingdom financiers. You believe me? In meetings such as this, we have never taken off in even one day. And you've not wondered, how do we run? You must be able to understand that there is a way it is wrong. Sometimes it's inch upon financiers of the kingdom. You are one. Don't wait for somebody from a distance. If you cannot finance your calling, nobody should finance it for you. The first kingdom financier is the person that God gave him the vision. So you must be able to understand that part of the strategy required for heralding revival is that financiers must rise. I told you about the Moravian brothers. They did not only pray. They gathered themselves and prayed for 100 years. Then they sold everything they have. They know they need money for the missions. They sold everything they have, and they sold themselves as slaves, and they give everything and they move. In the days when the New Testamental church was being cultured, there is nothing that anybody has that belongs to him. All of them were financiers of the kingdom. For God's kingdom to advance, my brother, there is a need for financiers. There are people that will war through their resources. These are people that are calling to business. While we are here in the morning session, somebody came with a certificate, CAC certificate from Abuja. He has a company, he's working for a contract. I say, God will have to prosper you, but let me let you know. In the days that God prosper you and you begin to be the reason why you sponsor, do you know how much they used to sponsor Big Brother Nigeria? Big Brother Nigeria is a multi-billionaire organization. It cannot go down just like that. Imagine how a person think like that, to gather a bunch of people to come and give expression to their flesh, and you are the one watching them and you are sponsoring it. The money did not come from that guy's pocket. You are the financiers. You are part of the kingdom financiers of it. Many of you don't know that you are part of the partners of Big Brother Nigeria. Just that you are not an official partner, because you don't benefit anything. There is no dividends for you. Anytime you use your 15 naira to vote for your favorite artist, you are actually becoming a partner. Because when you multiply your 15 naira by 2 million people, you don't like the money you see. And every day you vote, every day you vote, when you multiply it by the days that they do the activity, you now realize that the gods are wise, because they have trafficked through your direction and they have made you become a partner and you don't know. That's the reason why lust has entered into our household. And in a house, everybody is lustful. A brother wants to sleep with his sister. A father wants to sleep with his daughter. A mother wants to sleep with her son. You don't know why it's coming from. It was because you are exposed to something and somebody financed it. Do you know what it means to be in TV? Do you know how many millions it requires for you to be in TV? Somebody has to finance it. And do you know that if you don't finance the gospel, you will finance the devil? And let me tell you, if it is God's kingdom, God will do it one way or the other. You see, when I send you, they didn't lack anything. You will lack nothing. But I'm trying to let you understand that there are people in our lives, there are people here, that God may be prospering you just because he wants you to prosper the kingdom. You are not a sponsor, you are a partner. Nobody sponsors the things of God, because a sponsor can withdraw. When a sponsor withdraws, the thing crash. You know, Eliza, a partner is not only him, there are so many of them. When you leave, before you come, it has been doing. When you come, when you leave, it will continue. My brothers, if anybody come to your life and say they will sponsor, tell them no. Tell them to partner. Because human being cannot be trusted. Do you know how many people have called me and tell me, send your account number, I will send you something. Till today, I have not seen anything. It takes a spirit to direct people to give you. Everybody you see have a mother, have a father, have a sister. When they give you anything, it's not because they like you. They are commanded by God to give. There are three things the devil can never tell you to do. The devil can never tell you to forgive someone. The devil can never tell you to pray. The devil can never tell you to give. Anytime you hear these things, it's God. Anytime you obey them, you know you are growing. The last functionaries are kingdom financiers. There are many people among us that God is going to make them billionaires and millionaires. Not because of anything. It's because the kingdom of God should not suffer. In the days where we need to do something, they can easily rent a hall. They can easily buy a hall. How many ministries are limited just because there is no finances? Let's be frank. I run a mega ministry. I know what a mega ministry is. Mega ministry is mega spending. You know what they call mega? Anything mega. Now so the name big. Now so the money big. I want to let you understand that when you look at ministry like Dunamis by our Papa Dr. Paul Eneche, if they tell you how much they spend daily, you will be afraid. You say, why this waste? It's because your heart is not in the kingdom. You are a thief. It's not about themselves, it's about the kingdom. And no amount will be too big for us to use. If it comes to the agenda of the kingdom, some people must sponsor it. People come and they get blessed, but it was upon the sacrifice of other people. There are people that will become kingdom financiers. They are part of the revival. I told you, there are watchers, right? There are intercessors. There are sent ones. But my friends, there are the ones that are the kingdom partners. They are the kingdom financiers. Have you read about the story of Tabitha Dorcas? She does nothing. She doesn't preach. She was only a giver in this kingdom. And even the day that she died, the people say she cannot die. Why? Because she has given to all the men of God. Say, come and raise this woman back to life. If this woman dies, who will give to us again? I end with this story of Archbishop Bessie in the house. I was watching it. There was a woman that used to send a cow to their convention every year. And one of those conventions, because that cow, they used to kill it for the men of God. And one of those conventions, her son died. Just some days when she was about to go and buy the cow, the woman says it's a lie. I will not send a cow this month. I will send my dead son. She put her dead son in a car. She sent it to the Archbishop. And then we are there in Church of God Mission, Benin City headquarters. And suddenly they saw the car came. He said, ah, our beloved partner has sent another cow again. When they went, they didn't see a cow. They saw a son that was dead. When they saw a son that was dead, the Archbishop called her. I said, ah, woman, what is the problem? Why did you send this one? She said, Daddy, I cannot be doing God good and God will do me evil. She said, talk to your God. This month, I am in bitter. I am in sorrow. I have never seen a man that sponsored the cause of the gospel and God does not advance their life. The Archbishop said, well, there is nothing I can do. I understand. He said, let them take the child. They take the child and put him on the stage. He announced to all the big men, the bishops that came. He said, this year there will be no meat because the cow could not come, because the woman that used to send the cow, that is her son. And she said she cannot be doing God good and God will do her evil. And he left the son there. Service was going on. You know, Archbishop has a, if there's something I know the Archbishop with, is audacity and the radicality of faith. He said he did many things by chance. It happened by accident. You know what I mean, mother? He called for a healing meeting. Benin came. Evangelist Benin. Benin came, he's singing, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Archbishop said, what are you doing? Benin said, the Holy Ghost is not here. We want to welcome him. He said, are you okay? Say, people are dying here talking about the Holy Ghost is not here. Who sent us? It's not the Holy Ghost. He must be here. He
said, we don't need to welcome the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is already here. If you want to stand up, stand up. Watch me go in the flesh. He went, come up, come up, come up. People begin to stand. And Benihin learned something that day. Because if it is Benihin, he will wait and worship until the Holy Ghost come and he feel a fire. Then he will go. The many days you are going to do many miracles, you are not going to feel any fire. Many days you are going to be normal. In fact, you may come back from just eating that amala or that group, and you will lay that hand that you have not washed, and there will be miracle, because you are not the one that does it. The Holy Ghost have already sent you. You are already a sent one. And the Archbishop of that city of faith look upon the child. He stood. He said, God, his church is 10,000 capacity. He said, no matter how it is in this church, there might have been at least 1,000 people that are carnal. At least 10%. The law of the tenth, you know now. Out of 12 people, there is one Judas. Out of 24, there must be two. Out of 100, there will be how many? Out of 10,000, calculate the Judas. Jesus said, God, all you are giving me, none has been lost, except. My brothers, sometimes there will be except. And the Archbishop stood. He said, oh God, for the son of this woman that is a tither, a partner, and a giver, to die and remain dead, is better let 1,000 sinners, masturbators, thieves, and armed robbers and liars in this congregation should die now. The son, stand up. Because God is not interested in killing the 1,000 people now that are sinners. So God will have to either decide between the 1,000 people that are sinners and that are not righteous, and that son of a woman that is strong. The Bible said they spoke this parable in the book of Luke 18 to the intent that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I told you as a bonus, when you read the story of that parable of a woman and the judge, you will find out who is wrong and who is right. You will be shocked that in that parable, it was actually the woman that was granted victory that was wrong. The Bible said there was a woman that always come to disturb a church, because this church does not fear God, doesn't fear man. And because he doesn't fear God, doesn't fear man, there was a woman that have an issue with an adversary. She come every day disturbing the church, grant me victory against my adversary, grant me victory against my adversary. And the judge look upon her and he say, Kai, although I don't fear God, I don't fear man, but because this woman has insisted, she has persisted, I will grant her victory. But there was another woman that feel that she don't need to have a relationship with the judge, and she felt, well, I don't need to see the judge. The Bible said the victory was granted to the other woman. Let me tell you the truth. If me and you have an issue, if I stole your phone and you know that your phone has a receipt, you know you are the owner, you don't need to go and bribe any judge. If I say let's go to court, we'll go to court. You know that if normal court litigation go on, you will win the case. But me that know that I'm not right, if we should follow the normal law procedure, I will begin to move to every judge and begin to bribe them. And the reason why I'm bribing the judge is because I don't want the judge to give you the phone. I want them to give me the phone. Because I'm not supposed to bribe now. If I know I'm right, I don't need to go and beg anybody. But do you realize that the other woman that has the property refused to have a relationship with the judge, and at the tail end, the other woman was given to it. And that other woman that was right became wrong. Not because she wanted to be wrong, it was because she did nothing about it. And the Bible said, this parable was spoken to the intent that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It then means that when a man refuses to pray, he will be wrong. When you refuse to pray, even what you are deserving of, it will not be given to you. The simple reason is because somebody will manipulate it. Rise up on your feet as we cry unto God. The time is fast spent, like I said. I'm going to leave the floor for my brothers. It's going to be an impartation of fire. I have spoken about the functionalities that God is going to be using on the last day. You must fall within one. At every stage in your life, it's either you are an intercessor, or you are a watcher, you are a sent one, you are a savior, or you have come to that point where you have become a financier. My brothers, I don't know what we are going to do, but lift up your voice in the congregation and begin to pray.
as we begin an impartation of the Holy Ghost. Joseph, come.
To do that you need the best. So I bring myself, I present myself. My channel is your channel flow again. My channel is your channel flow again. My channel is your channel. Famele ko esalalada. Ulemerus is a makaliaros. Ulemerus is a vela mandico vera. Aji menofena maru bela kore. Uluamanico vera sasara. Kambe manirus is a liebo. Uvemene kojana badagaros. Uve mena kaineru si salabara. Mandi feye moko veru se serie. Mapu e vele kamo. Mandi fele moko si arabade. Holy Ghost flow again. Holy Ghost flow again. Holy Ghost flow again. Holy Ghost flow again. We shall flow, flow, flow again. Holy Ghost flow again. We shall flow, flow, flow again.
Holy Ghost flow again.
Holy Ghost flow again. Rabba matombra semanante. Holy Ghost flow again. Opelo falabo. Holy Ghost flow again. Akala namokoba. We wait on you. Flow again, oh flow again. We are destined for you. Flow again.
If you are a lady, you come. All the ladies in this house, come to the front. All the ladies, come to the front. Hurry up, hurry up. All the ladies, come, 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 come. All the ladies, come to the front. Stand, stand. If you know you are a lady, come to the front. It's Jesus. seated on the throne. I see Jesus, I see Jesus, seated on the throne. There is something that is about to happen in your life from today. I'm not telling you this thing because I want to control you, but I'm telling you, strange women, women who carry fire in this place. So many of these women will be broken. God is going to do strange things in your life. I see Jesus. I see Jesus seated on the throne. Seated. Forget about your title. If you know you are a woman, come. Whether you are an usher, forget about the usher. Whether you are technical, forget about your time. Don't come. I see Jesus. I see Jesus seated on the throne. Do you know? Do you know what we are going to do? There is a screen and a recruitment that will be coming. We will no longer marry women because of age. We can only marry you where you can pray for at least 6 hours. The screening to marry you is to pray for 6 hours. If you cannot pray for 6 hours, nobody will marry you. That will be the screening. So instead of going to test whether you are pregnant in the church before you get married, we will call you and close you and want you to pray for 6 hours. If you cannot pray for 6 hours, you are not qualified. You go back home until you practice how to pray for 6 hours straight. Then that is your test to go to your husband's house. If not, you will stay at home whether you reach 100 years. The most beautiful woman in 1960, she is dead now. You are no more richer than Queen Elizabeth. Some of you cannot close your leg. But tonight, your life is going to change. Whether you like it or not, something is going to come upon your life today. Suddenly, the appetite of those things will leave you. Open your mouth and pray. Before we touch you, open your mouth and pray. None of you will marry drunkard. You will not marry drunkard. You will not marry a smoker. You will not marry any wayward person. No, not because you come to Shekinah today. We are going to join our faith with you that you will not miss husband, that you will not marry a vagabond. After all this prayer, one idiot is waiting to spoil you. No. Ministers, all the ministers, can you come? All the ministers, come.
Holy Ghost, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agunetemba.
Pray.
Yeshua,
we are going to do impartation. Don't love will disappear.
Lion of Judah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah,
Yeah,
You cannot be here and miss destiny. You cannot be here and miss destiny. No, no, no. It cannot happen.
Say Yeshua.
Yes, come, 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 come,
come, come, come, come,
Hey!
Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. All the women, lift up your hand. After the count of seven, the Lord is going to baptize you with fresh fire and hunger. Fresh thirsty for the Holy Ghost. Many things that God of God will begin to disappear in your life. Holy Ghost, 4 Holy Ghost, 5 Holy Ghost, 6 Holy Ghost, 7 Holy Ghost, take it, everywhere, take it, fresh fire, fresh hunger, fresh fire, fresh hunger, for the deed of the Spirit, take it. Who want the grace of intercessor? Grace to pray. If you want the grace to pray, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. I'm going to release it to you now. Grace to pray. A strange fire will come from your stomach. After the count of three, the grace will come. Holy Ghost. After the count of three, Holy Ghost, come upon intercessors, select intercessors. 1, 2, 3. Take it now. Intercessors, take it. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Come within me, Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
Many things is happening in this place.
From within me, yearning to take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire.
Time will fail us. But I'm going to release one grace. Strength. After the count of three, strength will come upon some of you. Strength to pray. Strength in everything you do. 1, 2, 3. Receive the strength.
I saw a lady in this place. have been doing all manner of things to help yourself. No help from your family. The Lord says he's going to take care of that from today. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is in trouble. Devil is in trouble. With you, devil is in trouble in Akwanga. Everywhere you will go, I pity the devil that will touch you from today. I pity that devil. You came here so weak, with months of affliction, months of weakness, but I am telling you, you are going back not the same. You are not going back the same. Out of my belly. Time with fellows. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now listen to me. Concentrate on God from today. Jesus loves you. That is better thing God is about to do in your life. Forget about anything that happened. Start from today. Forget about the past. Start from today. The Lord is going to use you so mighty in the kingdom. Anybody that my hand have touched, I am telling you, anybody that our hand touched, you will not remain the same. Don't go back to your past life again. Those addictions, those things have been broken already. Suddenly, those appetites will no longer be there. Start serving the Lord from today. Roast your hunger. Hey there. Holiness, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holiness. Hallelujah. Women, go back to your seat. Young men, come. Your own will not be more time. We'll just stay 5 minutes for your own, then we'll go home. Young men, come. But if you don't want, just stay, no problem, nobody is forcing you. But if you want strength, fire, grace is come. It's not by force, young men. You know men have pride. You can stay. But if you want us to pray for you, young men, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, young man. Apostle Philip is not Apostle Philip because he's following women. Because you have the master of sleeping with ladies. That is not what makes Apostle Philip Apostle Philip. Me, Paul, is not what makes me that. Neither any one of us here. We'll stay for God to cook us. Some of you, you cannot see lady. Your leg will be doing like this. Like old bicycle. Anytime you see lady. If you are seeing Nigerian ladies and you cannot stop like old bicycle, if you go to Brazil, you are going to die. Because no ugly lady in Brazil. Look for rope and tie it and hang it. If that thing no one say, tell the thing to go. Say, go and meet that girl. Go and meet. Say, I will not go, you go. If you want to go, you go. You'll be lying that the devil is devil. if you do not carry your leg and go without a remove from you and go and meet the lady. How many of you want to be great? Stay away from evil. Pay the price. Don't sleep like others. People that don't know where they are going are snoring. You are also snoring. Let me warn you. If you know you are not going to be a prayerful person, I want to give you a chance. Ladies, look at them. Go and remove your trousers and give to ladies that are praying, and then collect their skin so that we know you are a woman. Because the Bible says men are to pray. We are not recognized you as a man because you know how to sleep with ladies. We don't know you are a man because you scope 100 ladies. We know you are a man when you can pray. So if you know you are not a prayerful type, go and remove the throat that you are wearing and give to ladies. Go and remove them. Don't be any trouser. Because men are all to pray. Most of you are women in the spirit. You are only boasting. If wind from your family come now, will you survive it? You are the one to watch, as opposed to what say. Stand upon your watch. Close the gate of your family. Say no. If nobody is rising, break the protocol. I am the first person to break protocol in high institution in my family. Everybody stopped in secondary school. I refuse. I came to this college. I graduated from this college 9 years ago. We pray. Nobody pay my school fees. God pay it. Until university. Don't be limited by the condition of your family. You can do more. God can still use you. Men of God are still going to lay hand on you. But let me warn you. If you know if I lay hand on you, you are going to go back and sleep with lady. If I come, run. Do you hear me? If I come and say what? Do not agree. Because if you allow me lay my hand on you and you are sleeping with lady, every lady you sleep with, she will be pregnant. If you say I am lying, let's test on you. Those that know me, they know what I'm saying. No matter how she will take all the drugs of abortion, the child will not go. So if you know if I lay my hand on you and you are not going to marry before you sleep with lady, you better run. Because if I lay, if you do. Take me to the place. The secret prison. Open your mouth and pray. Before we lay our hand on you. Forget about that. This is the last day. It's better for you to spend that here than to spend the bread of party.
To your secret place, take me by your hand to your holy place. Let me see your face.
I am glory, Lord.
Take me, 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 Lord. Show me divine.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. This is Shekinah. Arebabo. You will not remain the same. That devil is a liar. I swear that devil is a liar. The devil and the altar of your family will regret of what makes you come to this place. And come so that we should not pass you by. Pray, don't be watching. Pray. Before I close it, pray. I got fire inside of me that is able. You have served the Lord. I release grace upon you. Grace upon you. Let them grace. 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 Grace to go. Grace to go. Grace. In everything you do. Let them grace. Let them grace. 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 Go. Receive power. Receive power.
Hey.
Take it. Take it.
Take it.
Receive it. Receive it. One.
Take it.
Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Take it.
Take it. Take it. Take it.
Take it.
Take it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Stand up, all of you. You that are sitting, stand up. Let me pray for you before I hand it to Apostle. Friends, if you are not going to serve God because you are going to heaven, serve God because it pays. Do you hear what I say? It pays. It pays. Seek first. Seek first. Those things you have been struggling to, you will continue to struggle. Come to Jesus. You will find it as easy as everything. Did Apostle Philip say first told you that he has ever buy something with his money? Everything you buy with your money, him, everything they buy for him. What is the difference? Are you not a human being? The difference is because there is a place in you that you don't know. I don't know the last time I buy anything for myself. Everything you see me, it has been taken care of by God. Serve the Lord. Let me sing this song for you. I will pray for you. Set your eyes upon Jesus. Look fully his wonderful face, and at ease of the air we grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace. Let me sing for you again. Set your eyes upon Jesus. Look fully his wonderful faith, and at it of the end we grow strangely dim. In the light of the glory and grace. If you die now, what will you be remembered for?
Will God remember you because you know how to sleep with ladies? Because you are an armed robber? Because you beat your mother? Because you run about? Because you have earring as a man? What will God bless you with if you die today? Set your eyes upon Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your hand. I am Paul Michael Ona. By the virtue and the grace upon my life, from today, each and every soul that is here, I release a sufficient grace and strength upon their life that will carry them to another level of destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, every devil, every witch, every power of darkness from your family, from your associate, from everywhere that have been chasing you up and down and say you are not going to prosper, from today, kababoko to katate, ela bababosh kata, koko kaka koka, eda brado e brada, enzo zo 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 zo, kabababa. They are going to rise in the name of Jesus. I said they are going to rise in the name of Jesus Christ. The place you are that makes devil to find you conducively to use you, I use the grace of God upon my life and the grace upon my friend Philip Safas and all the ministers. We shift you to, from the place to another realm that you will not be accessible by anything in the name of Jesus Christ. Friends, in the next Shekinah, the Lord told me more than 20 people are going to give testimony. I hear testimony. 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 I say I hear testimony. I say I hear testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. I feel like to prophesy, but that's so tired. I am feeling like to prophesy. I'm feeling like the Lord is showing me things. The Lord is showing me things, sir. I'm feeling like to prophesy, but time. How are we shift this time back so that you prophesy? I'm feeling like to prophesy. Father, we thank you. Time has failed us. There is many things I'm hearing now. There is many things the Lord is telling me. There is many things the Lord is telling me. There is many things the Lord is telling me now. I hear a name. Blessing. I hear a name, blessing. This blessing has been struggling. This blessing has been struggling with her life. But what I'm going to say is perverted for us to take it like that. But I'm going to see if you are a blessing, a student here. What if we say amen, see us? I'm going to pray for you. Blessing. I saw a lady last week. You have been crying of stomach pain and headache. Thoroughly last week, you have been crying painfully for stomach pain. Can you come? I want to pray for you. Sharp, hurry up. Your stomach has been paining you. I see you crying last week. You have been crying of your stomach and headache. Forgive us of time. I'm going to give mic now. Hey guys, go. Last week Wednesday, the person I'm talking of is last week Wednesday. You are the one. Come. We are going to pray for you, okay? But it's not your case. The person I saw is last week Wednesday. Last week Wednesday. The person I saw specifically on Wednesday. So when you come, I ask God, which one? And the Lord told me Wednesday. Wednesday, last week Wednesday. My name is Paul Michael. If I be the son of God, you, the stomach pain that has been disturbing her, after the count of three, liver, never come to this body again. Never come to this body again. Never come. With an offer, you don't have father and mother. Come, come. You don't come, come, come. I see you struggling. You don't have father and mother. I see you crying for many things. Your hope has been lost. Your hope has been lost. Come, come, come. Stomach pain, she. Come. Go. Go. Never come back again. Come. I rebuke you. Go. 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 Never come back again. Stomach pains. I rebuke you. One, two, three. Ah. Ah. Come now, you are afraid of me. I know go kill you. Go. In the name of Jesus. Sam, I see you in the spirit. You are crying, trusting God for many things that you are not working. The associate and media family thinking that are going to help you, but they have left you behind. The Lord says, I shall announce you because you are serving in this atmosphere. He says it's going to elevate you to another level. Okay. Don't worry again. It's going to elevate you to another level. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring your word to pass. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bring your word to pass. Bring your word to pass. Let there be testimony in your life. Come. Reshape your life again. Okay. You want God to do something in your life? We should do. Do you understand what I mean? You want me to open? You want me to open your scroll? Reschedule your life. The Lord told me I've been running from Him. But He's going to come for you again when you reschedule your life, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I rest my hand upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
If you are excited, we will return back by next year by this time. So we have enough time. Give the Lord a shout. We are returning back by next year, this time again. And every night will be fire and power. Now you know our friends, right? Rise up on your feet as we receive the grace in fellowship. By the enablement of the Lord and by the covenant of Elohim, I decree over each and every of your life, none of you will be lost in the name of Jesus. I decree by the power of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter whatever verdict has been put upon your life, I say you should live and not die in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are struggling, going through all kinds of challenge, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I say breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare a blessing upon you that you may have no room to contain in the name of Jesus. Many of you that are sick in your body right now, I say be healed in the name of Jesus. There are so many of you that have tried so many things, it has failed again and again. I say go and prosper in the name of Jesus. You are blessed and you are lifted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a shout.
You have been listening to Apostle Philip Sefers of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer international faith. You can get our messages at www.philipsefers.com, and you can follow us online via our Facebook, Instagram, Telegram and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God loves you.